The Senate Judiciary Committee hopes to conclude confirmation hearings today on the nomination of John Ashcroft as Attorney General. Ashcroft did not appear before the committee yesterday. The main witness was Missouri Supreme Court Justice Ronnie White. When Ashcroft was in the Senate, he prevented White's confirmation as a federal judge. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The soft-spoken judge who rose from inner-city St. Louis to become the first African-American on the state Supreme Court said after breezing through his confirmation hearing, he was forced to watch helplessly as Ashcroft killed his federal nomination on the Senate floor.
I was very surprised to hear that he had gone to the Senate floor and called me pro-criminal with a tremendous bent toward criminal activity, that he told his colleagues that I was against prosecutors and the culture in terms of maintaining order. I deeply resent those baseless misrepresentations. In fact, and I want to say this as clearly as I can, my record belies those accusations.
Senate consideration of judicial nominees varies widely, from swift and smooth to drawn out and contentious. But as a rule, if a nomination doesn't have the votes, it simply never comes up. In Ronnie White's case, the matter came before the Senate as Senator Ashcroft faced a tough re-election campaign at home. Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin argued that Ashcroft's opposition was politically motivated.
There was a result that Senator Ashcroft was seeking. He was trying to create a death penalty issue in the Missouri senatorial campaign. Why? Because the late Governor Mel Carnahan had spared a man in death row after a personal appeal by the Pope when he visited St. Louis. And you, Judge White, were the victim of this political calculation.
Republicans were gentle in their handling of White, asking primarily if he thought Ashcroft is racist, he does not, and if he thought Ashcroft had been politically motivated. White declined to speculate. After White departed, the back and forth for and against the Ashcroft nomination resumed. House Republican J.C. Watts, an African American, vouched for Ashcroft's tolerance.
You know he's not a racist, as some would suggest. You know he's not an anti-woman, as some would suggest. Yes, you know that just like Senator Lieberman, John Ashcroft's faith is very important to him. They both never want their faith to be offensive to anyone, yet they never apologize for it.
Kay James of the Heritage Foundation picked up on that theme. She complained that critics were unfairly prejudging Ashcroft, despite his many promises to enforce all the laws.
Nevertheless, the charge is still made that the man of religious conviction cannot be trusted to faithfully execute the laws, especially those which may conflict with his deeply held belief. I reject such religious profiling.
But civil rights, gun control, and abortion rights advocates worry that Ashcroft will use the office of Attorney General to weaken or overturn the protections they seek to maintain. When abortion rights activist Kate Michaelman made that point, Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter said he understands that fear, but is not persuaded by it.
And I agree with what Ms. Michaelman has said, that we wouldn't tolerate dismantling Brown versus Board of Education. And similarly, we can't tolerate dismantling Roe versus Wade. And if I thought that Senator Ashcroft would do that, I wouldn't support him.
A second Democrat, John Corzine of New Jersey, came out against Ashcroft, but lawmakers say barring some new development, confirmation should pass by a solid margin. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, the Capitol.